And our first guest is standing by. Freedom Golf Association was founded in July of 2012 by Edmund Q. Sylvester, who became a triple amputee in 2011. Freedom Golf Association is for it's for disabled golfers. It's for golfers with special needs. There's a lot of organizations out there, as I said in the open of the show, for this, and they all do a great job. This is one of the newer ones, so we're going to find out more right now about the Freedom Golf Association with EQ Sylvester. EQ, welcome to Tee to Green.
Well, welcome. Thank you very much. It's certainly nice to be here.
Where are you? Great location
in Broadmoor.
Yeah, where are you based out of? Where do you work? We're in Chicago.
We're in a place called Burr Ridge, in the center of a lot of great golf courses in Chicago. We're in Burr Ridge, and we're helping the disabled enjoy the game of golf, and it's really a heartwarming experience, I can tell you.
That's one of the great things about this game of golf, as I mentioned earlier. Anybody can play. You don't necessarily have to have two good arms, two good legs, or in some cases all your faculties either, I guess, your mental faculties to play, you might say. But tell us, now you became a triple amputee back in 2011. If you don't mind talking a little bit about that, how it happened, and then how you came about starting up the Freedom Golf Association.
Well, you're nice to ask. Thank you very much. I had suffered septus May of 2011 as a result of a kidney stone getting blocked in the ureter, and therefore all of my extremities shut down, and I had to go through 12 operations, amputation of my feet and hands. And after four months in the New York hospital, I was in the rehab in Chicago, where I went through intensive rehabilitation to learn how to walk on prosthetics and all the wound care. And then I got out of the rehab, and the first thing, you know, when you're in a different situation, you've got to try and figure out what you can do. And I was a great passionate golfer. I played the top 18 of the 20 courses in the United States. I played a lot of courses in Europe. I even managed to get down to a six for a little while. And so I had to see if I could hit a golf ball out of my shadow, and I went down to Cog Hill, which is a close by range with my friend Frank Jemsek, who owns it. And I was hitting the golf ball a little bit, and he came by. He said, "What are you doing, EQ?" I said, "Frank, I'm trying to hit a golf ball without any feet and one hand." And he said, "Are you getting any help?" And I said, "No." And then I did some research, and I found out that there are 57 million disabled in the United States, one in five. I also found out from the PGA of America there are 18 million physically disabled that want to play golf, but they don't because, one, they don't know where to get professional help, same problems I had, and secondly, they were not always welcomed at golf courses, in some cases, horribly, is that they were turned away. And so I looked at all that, and I said, I think I have a new mission in life, and that is to start the Freedom Golf Association and see what I can do to get, as you say, from the practice tee to the first tee, as many as I could. And I'm really proud to say that in our first year, 2013, we got 178 out, and then the second year we got 685 out. And this year we will get over 1,000 participants out, with about 120 getting on the golf course, some for the very first time. So it's a great thrill and great growth.
EQ, I know that this probably helps you. I know that Chicago, as big as it is one of those cities in America that has, you know, just about as many public golf courses per capita as any metropolitan area. How much has that helped you in spreading what you're doing there?
That's absolutely true. We have to have public courses because obviously the private courses are closed to their membership. But you take places like Cog Hill, White Pines, Downers Grove, Meadowlark, you know, these are all wonderful little courses. Some obviously bigger, like Dubs Dread is huge. But they all have practice facilities, and they all are welcoming for the disabled. So having practice facilities and welcoming to the disabled and a nice course They really are very welcoming, and even in the winter, we hold clinics in the White Pines and other indoor facilities. So we're able to provide a 12-month program, which is really exciting, and so that once an individual comes to our clinics and plays, he doesn't drop it. He just, that's it. We can move him on in the winter or in the summer. And we have about 79% repeatability. In other words, if an individual comes, does he come again? Well, we're very fortunate to see that there's 79% coming back. So we know that it's catching on. And also golf, hopefully I'm not talking too much, but hopefully golf does have a therapeutic and rehabilitative impact on all of those individuals. And, of course, the social interchange. I mean, these guys are out of their house or out of their facilities, you know, once. So here they are talking to their friends. The stories are just incredible. And it's terrific to see. Thank you.
Yeah. Golf is great therapy, and we're with from the Freedom Golf Association, EQ Sylvester, the chairman and the founder of the Freedom Golf Association. EQ, this is quite a daunting thing that you undertook here. Are you concentrating mostly on the Chicago area? Are you looking to spread out? Are you looking to go national with it? What are you doing?
That's an interesting question. Freedom Golf has talked to the major golf organizations in the United States, the USGA, PGA Golf, and PGA Tour, and they get interested somewhat in helping because any non-for-profit, they live on donations, and I really want to get the golf industry, the major leaders, supporting the disabled side of golf. And so I understood that Freedom Golf didn't quite have the impact on a national scale that we were hoping. So this is a little bit of advance notice, but we have put together the United States Adaptive Golf Association as an umbrella group, bringing together all the grassroots disabled organizations. And we have 12 prospective members, 6 have signed up, and we think that this is a really great way to be collaborative with each other, get the best benchmarks across the country, and then really be as a national umbrella to raise funds with the large organizations who say, okay, we'll take care of the able golfers on the golf side, the PGA Tours, the LPGA women. You guys take care of the disabled. And that's what I think we'll do.
Sounds like you're on the right track. EQ Sylvester, Freedom Golf Association. Our guest, Jay and Jerry T. DeGreen from the Broadmoor. EQ, we need to take a break here, but we'll pick it up on the other side as we continue talking about the Freedom Golf Association for the disabled golfer and golfers with special needs with our special guest, EQ Sylvester. This is T. DeGreen.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kelbel. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. All teachers have certain philosophies, and I have two in particular. One of mine is the right-hand grip for a right-handed golfer. Too strong of a right-hand grip where people get it too much in the palm, where their right hand is too far underneath. What that's going to do is shut the face at the top of your swing, and you're going to have to manufacture the squareness of your club face and impact, and that way you're going to slide and do all kinds of crazy things with your lower body in order to square the face. I want you to get it more in the fingers of the right hand, get your right thumb over the top a little more. 11 o'clock on your grip as you look straight down. If noon is right down the middle of the club, I want it over at 11. This will help you square the club naturally and not have to artificially square it at impact. The second is left hip rotation. Your belt buckle is always your barometer for ball flight. So wherever your belt buckle ends up is where the ball will likely go.
For more on hitting the ball long and strong off the tee, be sure to visit teetogreenradio.com or check in with your local PGA professional.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song.
Hello, Frank Sinatra.
I sing, I can
out there on a Sunday morning, live and in real time on the internet. You can find us, Tee to Green, at sportsbyline.com. teetogreenradio.com, our website. You can access our Facebook page from there. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. Lots of different ways you can follow and listen to Tee to Green these days as we talk golf 52 weeks a year from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Coming up, Steve Trivett, sports editor, Daily Sun. That's the newspaper at the Villages down near Orlando, Florida. He'll be joining us a little bit later in the hour. We continue with our guest, who is the founder and the chairman of the Freedom Golf Association, EQ Sylvester. Freedom Golf Association, a charitable group dedicated to bringing joy and a sense of freedom to the special needs community through their inclusion into the game of golf. FGA assists those with limitations by promoting, professionally supporting, and conducting adaptive golf clinics and events. And EQ, before the break, you were talking about sort of your overall long-range plans for your group, which you started in 2012 and really got going in 2013. And it sounds like what you want to be is sort of an umbrella group for all the different special needs and disabled golfer groups around the country. Is that an accurate description?
Absolutely it is. Thank you. Freedom Golf will be just a member of the United States Adaptive Golf Association, which will be we're working on being the national governing body for disabled golf in the United States. And we have some excellent golfers, one handicap, summer scratch, that are amputees, one leg above the knee, below the knee, arms, are amazing athletes. I saw them down in Mesquite, and a double below the knee amputee won the world's longest drive contest with a drive of 409 yards. So these boys know how to play golf, and so what we our dream is to take the first U.S. Paralympic team to Tokyo in 2020. Obviously, there are a lot of financial and political roadblocks, but we're going to put our head down and see if we can't get it to happen. We hope also to have the second World Disabled Golf Championship in the United States next year in 2016, following up the first Disabled World Golf Championship that was held last year in Japan. So we're all coming together, both nationally and internationally, to achieve our really wonderful objective of getting to Tokyo in 2020.
EQ, have you kept any kind of numbers thus far of the people that have come into your organization? Are a lot of them previous golfers before getting hurt, or new golfers? How has that been breaking down?
That's very interesting. I would say, obviously, they're veterans. They were golfers before, and they want to get back on the golf course. Those are the ones that will be making up the team, obviously, because of their past experience, their youth, and strength. But we also deal with other individuals with challenges. When you talk special needs, we talk about physical, intellectual, and sensory challenges. And so not all of those are going to make the Paralympic team, but they're out there. And as I mentioned before, we have 79% repeatability. So those who are getting out for the first time are playing. And I don't know if I properly answered your question, but a lot of those are the good golfers are the ones who played before and really are in the 24 age group, usually physically with a disability. An amputee probably is probably the leading type golfer. And they've been playing in tournaments around the country through a wonderful organization called the National Amputee Golf Association, of which there are about four chapters around the country. And they all individually have their own tournaments, like this is the Midwest Amputee Golf Association here in Chicago. And they have their tournament every September. So there's a lot of competition going on, and these are the grounds for bearing fruit for getting the U.S. Paralympic team all put together.
I know. Are you doing anything, EQ, with the blind golfers?
Definitely. One of our members is the U.S. Blind Golf Association, and here in Chicago, we deal with the blind as well. And it's really a very interesting event in the sense that, first of all, we train our own adaptive golf professionals. We have trained 32 of them through a two-day seminar, where the first day they're learning how to deal with the different disabilities, and then the second day they are actually out on the on the practice range helping the different those with different disabilities. And one of the things with elements of the course is having a blindfold put on you and learn what it is like, what it's like to be blind, and then we are then able to instruct the instructor on how to help the disabled, the blind. It's just amazing the impact the blind has when he hits that sweet spot for the first time. It's sort of like you and I when we hit the sweet spot once in a while on the 18 hole.
Emphasis on once in a while, right?
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, that you are training your people so they can understand what it's like when they work with these with the golfers with special needs.
Right. We even have them put on prosthetics, so they're standing with one leg and their knee is in the prosthetic. It's a special prosthetic. You know, we train them to sit in a wheelchair with an adaptive golf club. If the individual doesn't want to get into a single rider, we help the physically disabled, especially those that are paraplegic, get in the single rider cart and learn how to swing from there. I don't know if you have time for a wonderful story, but Penny Marone is a physical therapist from St. Catharines, Ontario. She came down to one of our workshops and asked if she could bring her disabled husband. I said, sure. So she went through the course, and then she started helping her husband the next day. But her husband was very reluctant to get out of the wheelchair. So then we had a one-legged amputee hit the golf ball about 200 yards on one leg. So John Marone said, well, maybe I can do it. So we got him up in a single chair rider. He missed the ball a couple times. Then when he did hit it, he didn't stop for about 3 hours. Amazing. They went back to St. Catharines, and we provided them with adaptive golf clubs. We told them how to get a golf cart, and we got a wonderful note back from Penny. She said, Dear EQ and Freedom Golf, I can't thank you enough for getting my husband on the golf course, who's now playing golf with his best friend and his son and me, who's been on the sideline for 20 years. He became paraplegic 2 weeks before they were married, and they've been married 20 years.
Wow, good stuff. Freedom Golf Association. For more information, fgagolf.org. Our guest has been EQ Sylvester, the founder and chairman of the Freedom Golf Association. EQ, we want you to come back and talk more about what you're doing, and especially when you get over to the for next year for the World Championship.
Thanks so much, Jerry and Jeff. I appreciate it.
Great. All right.
Guys have just great. Thank you.
FGAGolf.org, that's the website. Check out the Freedom Golf Association. And that's EQ Sylvester today here on Tee to Green. Great stuff.